This is an RNIB talking book. Life on Air by David Attenborough. The recording of this book was made in memory of Henry William Jeffries.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Life on Air, the memoirs of a broadcaster, written and read by David Attenborough. Chapter 1, Joining Auntie. The clock on the southwestern tower of St. Paul's Cathedral appeared to have stopped. I could just see it if I craned my neck and peered out of the very side of my office window. Maybe it was suffering from a delayed shock after the Blitz. It was, after all, 1950, and the war had only been over for 5 years. But 2:10, which was what the clock's hands indicated, could hardly be the correct time. I'd eaten my sandwich lunch in the garden on the bomb site just over the road and had been back at my desk promptly at 2:00, as befitted the most junior and recently recruited member of the London publishing house for which I was working. And that seemed at least 3/4 hour ago. I turned my attention to the galley proofs in front of me. It was a text about tadpoles for primary schools. Interesting in its own way, but hardly, I felt, the sort of work that taxed my hard-won degree in natural sciences. Fitting in the illustrations, using a technology that had not changed significantly since Gutenberg's times, required counting the words, sometimes even the individual letters. I had to tot them up.